Failing Society, Watch Gang of Youths Storm and Loot McDonald's Restaurant in England. By Kurt Sindelka on August 23, 2022. In appalling scenes shared on social media, a gang of youths were witnessed ransacking a McDonald's in Nottingham, jumping over the counter and stealing food and drinks. In the latest youth looting mob action in England, a group of around 50 youths ransacked a McDonald's in the city centre area of the central English city of Nottingham on Sunday. In footage posted on social media, the youths were seen jumping over the counter and stealing food and drinks from the fast food restaurant. Police said that the footage appears to have been filmed by members of the gang of youths themselves, perhaps to brag about their exploits. Approximately 20 members of the group remained in the restaurant, threatening and abusing staff members. So far, there have been no arrests made in connection to the incident. A spokesperson for Nottinghamshire Police said, "We are treating this incident very seriously. This is a commercial burglary as the group forced their way behind the counter of a business and stole food and soft drinks. It is completely unacceptable. No arrests have been made yet, but we will be working with the Clumber Street McDonald's and carrying out CCTV inquiries to find those responsible." The incident comes 1 week after another gang of youths looted American candy stores and other shops in a popular shopping area of central London. Footage on social media showed the group storming into shops and stealing candy, as well as jumping on a supercar on Oxford Street. The UK capital is facing a crime wave in general, with lawlessness spreading throughout the city. Last week, London saw a series of violent attacks, including 6 homicides, one of which saw an 87-year-old man stabbed to death on his mobility scooter. London Mayor Sadiq Khan, who has faced criticism since the start of his tenure for being soft on crime, has attempted to shift the blame for the crime wave, citing the hot weather and the cost of living crisis as excuses for the deadly scenes witnessed in his city. Former London mayoral candidate, Conservative Siobhan Bailey, wrote last week of Mr. Khan, "No matter what it is, he will always find someone else to blame. But in the real world, those who observe will find that Sadiq Khan has always been soft on crime. It is his reluctance to support stop and search that has been particularly concerning to me. There is a growing sense that Britain's capital has become a wild west, that people can do whatever they please, and that the police will not do anything to stop them." Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.